Thank you. Wow, it kind of feels like mid-August or something out there.
I think so, indeed.
Some heat for the hills, isn't it?
Indeed. It is warming up everywhere, I think.
Well, time to take a dip in the pool or the lake or the river or pond, the stock tank, whatever. You could find all of those things right here in Cherry County.
You can?
Yeah.
Well, come on down.
Come on down. I don't know if people, somebody'd let you go swim in their stock tank if you remember that as a child.
If you really wanted to do it.
I'll bet that's not on their 50 things to do on their website at visitvalentine.com.
I don't think that it is. You've got a point.
Talk to Regina about that. Hey, come visit us, please. Sometime just make a trip down here and say hi, all right? Go to visitvalentine.com. Cherry County Visitors Promotion Board would sure like to see you.
And let's talk about Tri-State Livestock News. Not all farmers are cut from the same cloth. Some are just kind of those hobbyists. Others are born into it. The ones that are up at dawn, herding, feeding, and selling, they read Tri-State Livestock News. It's not for everyone, but for those who live and breathe the ranch life, it is their weekly Bible, covering all corners of agriculture from grains to gears. It's what real ranchers read. Tri-State Livestock News.
How about something today about great-grandkids from Slim McNaught?
Oh, I like it.
Okay.
And I haven't heard it yet.
Well, this was, came back in about 2008, I think. So, great-grandkids. Wow. Ain't it amazing how our kids grow up and suddenly little ones abound? Then they run and play and grow up so quick. Till there's great-grandkids running around. Them grands are the greatest. They're so much fun. They had zipped us old-timers' lives. And the greatest part is when they do fuss, we give a call and their mom arrives. Everyone's different. Ain't none the same. Each one has their own way to Gramps' heart. And they're all just as cute as they can be. But that's because Gramps gave them their start. So, whenever another comes along, we thank the Lord for the enjoyment. And partner, I tell you, them little folks just can't be beat for entertainment. So, great-grandkids and Slim McNaught.
Well, I have a piece called Siamese Twins. So, you've got Siamese twins walking into a pub in Vancouver, BC, and they park themselves on a bar stool. One of them says to the innkeeper, "Don't mind us, we're joined at the hip. I'm Joe, he's Jim. We'll have two Molson Canadian beers. Draft, please." The innkeeper, feeling slightly awkward, tries to make polite conversation while pouring the beers. "Been on holiday yet, boys?" "Off to England next month," says Joe. "We go to England every year, rent a car and drive for miles. Don't we, Jim?" Jim agrees. "Ah, England," says the innkeeper. "Wonderful country. The history, the beer, the culture." "Nah, we don't like that British crap," says Joe. "Hamburgers and Molson's beer, that's us, eh, Jim? And we can't stand the English. They're arrogant and rude." "So why keep going to England?" asks the innkeeper. Joe replies, "It's the only chance Jim gets to drive."
Oh,
didn't
no.
See it coming, did you?
I did not. I wondered where it was going, and yeah. Not sure we know where it ended at. Why men are seldom depressed. Men are just happier people. What do you expect from such simple creatures? Your last name stays put.
Yeah.
The garage is all yours. Wedding plans take care of themselves.
Yeah.
Why men are seldom depressed. Chocolate is just another snack. You can be president. Well, that's kind of changed now. You can never be pregnant. You can wear a white t-shirt to a water park. You can wear no shirt to a water park. Why men are seldom depressed. Car mechanics will tell you the truth. You never have to drive to another gas station restroom because this one is just too icky. Why men are seldom depressed. You don't have to stop and think of which way to turn a nut on a bolt. And finally, for today anyway, I'll get more of these later. Wrinkles add character.
Oh,
okay.
That's true. That's true. Okay. Yeah, guys age gorgeously.
I'll stop there for today.
Let's throw this out. The school has always been the most important means of transferring the wealth of tradition from one generation to the next. Guess who said that?
Abe Lincoln.
Einstein.
I was going to say Albert Einstein.
Yes.
I knew it started with an A.
Yeah, you were right.
Albert, I was close.
Yeah, okay. You were close. And I've been married so long, I'm on my third bottle of Tabasco sauce. I think I read that not very long ago. I thought that was funny. Came across it in something else, and I still think it's funny. Thanks so much for listening to The Good Stuff.